Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. There's a very beautiful tradition from Hazrat Zahra Salamullah Alayha, and it requires a little bit of explanation. For when you look at it on face value, it doesn't seem to, you know, have much meaning to it. But if you go deeper into it and see the meaning and the reason why she mentions this Salamullah Alayha, you know, it is really profound. Obviously, the explanation that we give is very limited. There are obviously other explanations that also be given. And obviously, because of the lack of time, we have to just stick to one of these possible explanations. So the hadith is this. She says, Salamullah alayha, that the smile upon the face of a believer, right? The smile upon the face of a believer makes it incumbent for the owner of that smile, right? So obviously the mu'min who's doing it, the believer who's doing it, to enter into paradise, right? So this is one type of smile. Then she continues and she says that the smile upon the face of a person who is our enemy, right? Who is our enemy and the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on and so forth. That smile, right, will make it, you know, incumbent upon that person the fire of the hereafter. So now we think, what does the smile have to do with anything? Right, so we have two types of smiles, the differences in the smiles. One will make the owner of that smile enter into paradise. The second will make the owner of that enter into the fire of hell. One possible explanation is the reason for why those persons or people are smiling. It is possible to say that the mu'min is smiling because he has done something for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has helped a fellow believer. He has done something good. He is smiling just to be friendly with somebody else. All for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why he is smiling. But the reason why they are smiling. And then on the other side, that person who is an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may be smiling because he did something wrong. He may be smiling because he got away with something. He may be smiling because he has a particular idea in his mind that he wishes to do. He may be smiling because he sees that the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt are in a desperate situation. So these are all possibilities that why, you know, these two smiles of that particular person who's doing it have two different results. It is because why that smile is on the face of that individual. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have that smile of the mu'min and to smile when, you know, it is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to smile in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.